T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A couple of things, and I've mentioned this before, and there are quite a few of us actually in this business that steal material from a Business Insider. And if you read it, please do. It's Business Insider. Good stuff on tech, finance, a lot of lifestyle stuff, and things that, you know, do affect you. And so I want to ask this. I want you to introduce somebody who writes for this. By the way, they kind of redesigned the website maybe, I don't know, 2 months ago. Anyway, with us is Rachel Pramack, who's transportation reporter at Business Insider. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you very much. So I guess most people are asking, and just tell us the basic story. We're talking about FedEx. We're talking about Amazon, who I suspect is probably the world's largest retailer by now. But what is the relationship and what's going to change?
Well, until June, FedEx carried Amazon's packages in their planes and trucks and did not a lot of their delivery, but definitely millions of packages a year were delivered by FedEx. And in June, FedEx announced that they would not be delivering Amazon packages anymore. And then yesterday, they also announced that they would not be delivering Amazon packages in trucks. So in June, they announced it about the air cargo, and then yesterday, it was about the truck delivery. So this is a pretty big move. It shocked quite a few people, but it is important to keep in mind that FedEx didn't really move that many Amazon packages.
No, they
but
did
it
not.
Still is. It's a really interesting announcement, just because it's a huge customer to drop, and you know, very publicly make it clear that they would not be moving Amazon stuff anymore.
Yeah, I think on your story, Rachel, at FedEx, at FedEx.com, nice, BusinessInsider.com. I see they're all merged now. Everybody's together now, so what are you going to do? But it's a very small, as you mentioned, a very small percentage of FedEx's business.
Right, exactly. And I think the interesting part about this is that they're being very public about it. So people are calling these, you know, the delivery wars and whatnot, because quite a few people are wondering if Amazon will launch a third-party delivery network that could someday compete against UPS and FedEx. So I think these sort of moves, analysts are saying, okay, FedEx wants to make it very clear that they have no involvement in Amazon, no dependence on Amazon. So they're making it very, very clear. They're not. They really don't want anyone to think that Amazon has any bearing on FedEx's bottom line. But they have made it clear also in their financial reports that they are considering Amazon a competitor.
Well, and the fact is, from what I've seen, just, kind of on just anecdotally, I mean, I've seen Amazon trucks around. So, I mean, apparently, FedEx is not the only, obviously, it's not the only way they deliver. And so, and by the way, was FedEx losing money on this deal? Because I don't think they were getting much, really, were they?
Right. So FedEx was saying that something like 1.3% of their revenue came from Amazon. But when it comes to margins, when it comes to, how much yield they're actually getting per package, analysts have told me that something like 0.25% of their operating income actually came from Amazon. So at 1.3%, it was a major customer, but when it comes down to the operating income, it was not a very profitable relationship. And it's the same for UPS.
Was this well known, Rachel, that they had stopped doing this in July, or did this just come to light?
No, they announced it in June. They announced it that they were going to be moving packages via air cargo.
Okay.
What about drones? they into drones yet, Rachel? It's coming, I'm sure. No, but the other thing is, the other thing, I was talking to a guy who works for the Postal Service, and apparently they do some ground delivery for Amazon as well. And they were saying that, it's actually been pretty beneficial for the Postal Service, which starves for revenue.
No, yeah, the Amazon has been a really major customer for USPS, and that's why now that Amazon is really in-housing their delivery network rather than depending on UPS or USPS or these other providers, it is a problem for the post office, actually, that Amazon doesn't want to outsource their deliveries anymore.
And, you know, the weird thing is, and, you know, just because I order quite a bit from Amazon, I'm ashamed to say, but I do, you know, one click and it's on its way. But the thing is, it's not just, you know, FedEx, it's not just the Postal Service, but I think they also contract with other independents, at least seemed to me they did. They're kind of like unmarked trucks, so to speak, pulling in the driveway.
Right. Yeah. If you look, if you go on Amazon, you can go on your orders, you can see who delivered your packages. And increasingly, it's going to say delivered by Amazon.com, or it might be, you know, a partner of Amazon. And they're starting to change it quite a bit, where it's not no longer those unmarked cars, those ununiformed drivers. Now it's starting to be actual Amazon trucks and guys, you know, with like the yellow vests.
They're taking over. They're taking over, Rachel.
It's becoming a little more official, a little less like who's that guy coming up with my package. So they're definitely starting to kind of formalize the their own in-house delivery network. Right.
And at the end of the day, could this cause them to charge more money for their product?
So their shipping costs have gone up quite a bit over the past 10 years, and with this most recent financial statement, their shipping costs again jumped by quite a bit. But they're very concerned, first and foremost, about the customer. That's one of the biggest mantras at Amazon headquarters, is customer first, customer obsession.
Right.
And thankfully for customers, because of Amazon Web Services, their cloud computing arm, they generate a lot of cash through that.
Jesus.
So
it's not likely
that they would start to, up these others. But the Prime membership fee did go up last year.
Yes, it did.
I think 90 to 120.
Yeah.
Right.
Or 100 to 120. All I know is that's 120.
All right. Well, whatever. Crazy. It went up.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rachel, thanks for coming on with us. Rachel Premack, transportation reporter at Business Insider on the whole FedEx, Amazon, UPS.
Thank you, Rachel.
It's a mouthful. Thanks, Rachel.
It's worth bookmarking. It really
yes,
is.
It
I
is.
Love the website. 758.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.